This Veterans Day weekend, we introduce a new StoryCorps project. It's called the Military Voices Initiative, and it features members of the U.S. Armed Forces. Once a month for the next year, we'll be hearing stories from veterans, particularly those who served in conflicts following the September 11th attacks. Our first story comes from Specialist Justin Clyburn. He deployed to Iraq in 2005 with the Oklahoma Army National Guard. His job was to train the Iraqi police in Baghdad. Specialist Clyburn sat down for StoryCorps with his wife, Deanne, and he told her about his friendship with a young Iraqi boy.
One day, we saw this child walking through the compound. His name was Ali, and he did not want to talk to us.
As opposed to a lot of the other Iraqi kids that you encountered?
Yes, he was very shy. And the second or third time that I met him, he brought his best friend, Ahmed. And Ahmed was much more outgoing. And so Ali really opened up. And once I met these children, it made every day something I looked forward to. We would play rock, paper, scissors. We would kick around a soccer ball. We were about as close as people that don't speak the same language can be. I had never been really good with children. And this was the first time I felt like I loved someone who wasn't my family member. But one day, Ali showed up, and I could tell something wasn't right. He kept saying, "Ahmed, Ahmed, boom." We learned that Ahmed and his mother went to the gas station, and a suicide bomber detonated. Ahmed's mother is dead. She died instantly. And Ahmed is in a hospital somewhere. And so other soldiers and I collected what cash we had and gave it to Ali and said, "Go take this to Ahmed's father." But later, I saw Ali walking up very slow, and he sat down on the curb next to my Humvee. He dug a hole in the ground with his fingers. He picked up a rock and put it in the hole, and then he put the dirt back over it, and he just pointed to the ground and said, "Ahmed." And I knew that Ahmed was dead. And so I sat on the curb with him, me in desert camouflage, carrying an M4 rifle. And him, just a North Baghdad kid, just sat there and cried. I don't know what came of him. That's the nature of war, I suppose. But whenever I see any footage from Baghdad, I'm always kind of looking around, wondering if he's in the frame.
That was Iraq War veteran Justin Clyburn, remembering Ali, his friend from Baghdad. The story will be archived at the Library of Congress. Get the StoryCorps podcast, you can visit npr.org.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.